Not done this lesson before. Today is September 26, 2018, and it's number 296, called Relaxing the Muscles of the Throat. And it's interesting that it talks about the muscles of the throat because we're really going to work with the upper back. And so your upper back, the area right below your cervical spine, Dana, that area is so critical for the neck and the throat. So as you're lying there, as we usually do, begin to take in, inventory, noticing how you're resting on the floor today, noticing in particular your rectangle, the 2 points behind each shoulder blade, the 2 points behind each buttocks, and then sensing your spine down the middle, and really becoming aware of this area that we call the thoracic spine. So it's from the base of your neck, down in between your shoulder blades, down to, goes pretty low, it's the longest part of the spine, the thoracic. So it goes right down to where you sense your belly button is on the front side. I believe it's 14 vertebrae that the thoracic spine makes up. And then bringing some awareness to the area we're going to call your throat, which is kind of the front side, right, of the cervical spine. And just even noticing your swallowing, how you swallow. And with that, drawing some attention to your inhalation and your exhalation. So believe it or not, up there, I worked with my breathing up there because my breathing went south after going up that high. So in my tent, I would focus on taking an inhalation and an exhalation and counting. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. And just see how the quality of rolling your head is this morning. And then you're going to roll to your side and come up to sitting. You're going to sit with your legs crossed. And you can choose, if you want to have your eyes open, that's okay, as long as you stay aware of yourself, or close your eyes. So you're going to take like the pads of your right hand and you're going to bring it right here to your forehead. And you're going to start very gently to make a circle. And at first with this circle, you want to go so gently that you want to feel the skin moving over your bones. So it's like you're kind of gripping the skin with the pads. So your head isn't making a circle at this point. You're literally feeling that you can move the skin on your skull. And at the same time, in the background, having awareness again of your throat and your breath and your breathing. And then change the direction. So again, you're finding this way to make contact with the pads of your right fingers so that you feel the skin moves on your skull. And now you're going counterclockwise. Great, pause. Bring the right arm down and we're going to try the same thing with your left hand, again the pads of the left fingers, and they may feel quite different. So starting clockwise again. Again, just moving the tissue. It's kind of a very interesting experience. and then changing the direction. Noticing your breath and your breathing. Excellent. Let's let that go and rest on your back. Okay, so from here, you're going to roll over onto your stomach. You're going to bring your right fingers underneath your forehead again. Your left arm hand is going to be up alongside, kind of like a semi-push-up position, right, along the side of you. So it's going to be there to support you. But you've got your forehead resting on the back of the right, or the inside of the right palm, right? And in this position, you're going to start to lift your right arm and head. And again, you can use the left hand a little bit to support. And as we've done before, you're thinking about your head resting on the inside right now of your right palm. And it's the right arm and your spine that's allowing the head to lift. So you begin to feel the sinking of your spine, the chest coming forward, your rib cage coming forward towards the floor. So from this point on, throughout the lesson, it's this feeling or idea that you're extending. Extending means that the spine in between your shoulder blades is sinking forward. The ribs are coming forward, and as your head is lifted, can you sense that the back side of your head is moving backwards? It moves behind you. So what's real important at this point in the lesson is to really get this image that your head is moving backwards, your ribs and your chest and spine are moving forward. Pause to change over the hands. So again, we usually have done the back side of the hand. Now you're doing the inside of the hand. So your forehead rests in the left palm. And then gently coming up. Again, with the thought, the intention, the awareness of feeling that the whole reason your head moves backwards is because your spine and chest moves forward. So that's the whole idea of this lesson. Observe your breath and breathing. Observe the front side of your throat and swallowing. Good. Let it go and roll onto your backs and rest again. Okay, you're going to roll back over onto your stomach again, bringing your forehead into your right palm again, keeping the left arm up in that kind of push-up position, supportive position. And now you're going to bend your right knee out to the side and bring it up along your side. We've done this before. And so this should make it a little bit easier to create the extension, the lifting of your head. again, thinking the whole time that as your head moves backwards, that your spine in between your shoulder blades is sinking forwards. And in this position, can you begin to feel that the right shoulder blade moves back? It squeezes backwards towards the spine. And again, noticing your breath and your breathing, sensing your throat and your swallowing, softening around your neck and throat, really allowing your spine to sink forward. And if you're not already using the left hand, you can encourage the left hand to kind of kick in a little bit and press gently into the floor, and how that allows more extension to occur. Beautiful. Pause. Let's have you straighten your right leg. Change the hand so the left palm is under your forehead. The right arm in kind of the push-up position, bringing the left leg up along your side. And again, it's not about how high you lift the head or your head. It's really the sense of your spine coming forward, your ribs come forward, and the back of your head you're taking backwards. Sensing your breath and your breathing. Beautiful. Okay. Slowly let that go and roll onto your backs and rest again. And as you're resting, keeping awareness with yourself, notice your breath, your breathing, notice your throat, swallowing. Okay, so you're going to come back up to sitting. Sit with your legs crossed in whichever way is most comfortable. Bring your right hand, the pads of the fingers, once again to your forehead. And just keeping that contact, so you're not going to make circles this time, you're just going to keep the contact. And you're going to begin to think of taking your head backwards as your chest comes forward. So not up, think backwards. So how does your head go back and your chest comes forward? Okay, let's rest your hand. This is hard. Okay. Let's try this. Let's just focus on, that tightened your throat, didn't it? Let's focus on taking your chest forward. So think of your sternum, right? So think that the chest comes forward and then let it go. That's it. So the chest comes forward, the ribs come forward. That's it. So you're going backwards, Bonnie. So think of forward, forward with your chest. Think of your sternum like if your sternum was leaning into something. I don't know how else to say it. So not your head. Maybe what we do is we bring your hand here to your sternum. So you push that part into your hand and let it go. Can you guys do that? That is that helping? That's it, Lynn. Now you've got it. So you're not leaning. It's an arch and then letting go of the arch. Okay, let's change hands. On your sternum. Okay, let's see if we can make it a little clearer. Let's go to your back again. On your back. Right, so sometimes you don't know something's going to be so hard. Until you're in the midst of it. Okay, so let's have you bring both of the pads of your fingertips to your sternum on your back. Okay? And we've done this next movement multiple times where you're going to lift the sternum up to the ceiling and you take your head back, right? So your chin does move away from your throat and you press the back of your head into the floor. So really lift the chest, take the back of your head back, press it into the floor, get a big arch, right? This is an arch, right? So you're not, there's no leaning, you're arching now, right? We're creating a bridge in your back. That's it, Corinne. More, Lynn. Come more onto your head, remember? That's it, Bonnie. So really get the sense of what you're doing. So you're taking your head back, you're opening your throat and your chest, the sternum is coming forward. You're creating extension, right? So there's no leaning. Does that make sense? So really absorb for yourself the sensation of what you're doing. Because you're going to tell yourself in a moment, you're going to come to sitting and do the same kind of movement. Because somehow, as soon as we get upright, we start pivoting, leaning from our hips instead of arching. And this is why the thoracic spine gets so locked up. Okay, rest for a minute. Did that help? Okay. Let's try coming up to sitting again. Crossing your legs in whatever fashion is most comfortable. And you have a choice. You can either bring your hands to your sternum or if you want to keep your hands resting on your thighs for right now. So you're going to do the same movement, right? The sternum comes forward and you take the head back. Open your throat. Right? Really nice, Dana. That's it. So push the sternum forward, take the head back. That's it. Okay, now could you bring the right fingertips to your forehead? That's right. So you're just, they're there to experience your head going backwards as the chest comes forward. It's the whole focus here. And then as your forehead comes back, your spine goes back to neutral. Then you take your spine forward and you take your head back. And the throat gets long. Your throat opens. That's it, Corinne. Good. Change hands. Beautiful. Okay, and let's rest on your back again. And as you're resting, once again, pay attention to how you feel resting on your back now. Notice your throat, your swallowing, your breath, and your breathing. So let's go back to the previous movement we did, because this really helped you all, of pressing the back of your head into the floor as your chest lifts and staying there for a moment so that you go through a cycle of swallowing. So keep that big arch, the weight on your head, and observe yourself going through a phase of swallowing before you come out of it. Thinking of the muscles in your throat relaxing, letting go, because of all this extension in your thoracic spine, it opens the throat. We really haven't talked about swallowing before. And the throat area. We often are referring to the neck, and yet the front side of your neck is your throat. So if your neck is short and compressed, it inhibits one's ability to breathe and swallow. Nice. Really good. So it's kind of our first approach and awareness on the front side of your throat and swallowing. Beautiful. Okay, and then let's just rest again. And then in resting again, observing the changes that are occurring. Okay, so back onto your stomach. Your forehead is in the palm of your right hand, fingers. Drag the right leg up along your side. Left hand is in a supportive position. So now we're going to go back to the very first movement and add a little bit of something into that. So if you remember, I had you move the skin, right? Well, now you're going to do a little bit larger movement of moving the whole head. So it's like you're going to make a small circle as you're lifting your head of your head. So you're not just gripping the skin, but now you're pushing enough with the fingertips as you lift your head that you're also creating a small circle. And if you can stay up there to complete one or two circles, that's where you use the left hand to support yourself. And then lower back down. So really take time to figure this out. Using the pads of your right hand, so you're gripping enough right now that you're turning the whole head, you're moving your whole head around the neck, keeping it lifted with your thoracic spine forward, right? So the back of the head is back, and you're making this circle with your throat open, with extension in your upper back. And your fingers move with your head. So that means your arm, right arm, is making a circle as well, right? So there's no slipping between the fingers and your head. And then when you feel ready to do the same thing counterclockwise, you'll begin to go counterclockwise. And is there a difference for you? Is one direction freer to move and turn your head? And then lastly, while you're doing this, again, paying attention to the extension in your upper back, taking the back of your head back as you're making the circles, and observing you're swallowing, the opening of your throat. Excellent. And then slowly let's let that go and let's actually roll on your back to rest for a moment. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll back over. Let's bring your left fingertips palm under your head. Your right arm is in the supportive position. Left leg is drawn up along your side. So again, the first thing always in the background is the extension, right? The spine sinks, you lift your head thinking the back of your head goes back. There's this arch, a bow in your spine. And then you're going to start to make circles. Noticing which direction you choose to go first. Using the right arm to support when you're in the lift. And then lowering when you need to, changing the direction of the circle, and observing your swallowing, as well as your breath and your breathing. Nice. Okay. And again, let's let it go, roll onto your backs and rest. And let's roll back over onto your stomach. And this time, we're going to bring both fingertips. So your fingertips are going to be kind of like touching. So both hands under your forehead. And we're going to start with just the basic lifting of your forehead. Again, now really thinking about that extension in your spine. So the chest comes forward, the ribs come forward, and thinking about the back of your head moving backwards, opening your throat, and beginning to observe your swallowing. Continue to do a few more times and see if you can encourage thinking of the back of your head going backwards. So can you go a little bit further, right? And the way that you go a little bit further is those elbows come back and that chest has to expand forward. So just a little bit more you take the head back. It's like taking the back of your head towards your buttocks. Good. Okay, and let's let that go after this last time and roll onto your backs and rest. And as you're lying there resting, again bringing awareness and attention to your spine, the upper back, your cervical spine, your throat, witnessing your breath and your breathing and how you're swallowing now. Okay, and from here, and I'm going to modify for you, Lynn. Everybody else is going to come up onto both knees, but Lynn, you can come up one knee and one foot standing. But everybody else, you're going to stand on both knees. That's it. And you're going to bring the fingertips, the pads to the forehead. And again, in this position, thinking of taking the sternum forward and your head back. Right, the back of the head back, your sternum forward, your hips go forward, your pelvis thrust forward. Opening the throat. So really think of taking the back of the head back, the ribs and sternum and pelvis forward. Nice, Bonnie. That's it. So the more that you thrust the hips forward and your ribs and sternum, your spine, right, the further your head can go back. I remember learning this like when I was learning how to do a back dive. So you have to counteract the head going back with the pelvis and the ribs and spine going forward. The more they go forward, the more you can take the head back. And the throat opens. Good. Okay, pause. Let's rest on your back for a minute. Okay, we're going to come up to the same position. We're going to go with Lynn's position, which I forget, which knee are we? Okay, so the right knee down and left foot standing. So you're going to do one, that's it, one leg. Okay, fingertips, take the head back, take the hips forward, the ribs forward. On the leg that's standing, that knee drives forward. You really thrust the hips forward. That's it, but Corinne, take your head back. So I know this is dealing with a lot of fear, right? It's scary to take the back of the head back. And especially if you don't know how to take the ribs forward, right? So as we're making it a little bit more complicated, some of you have regressed a little bit. But it's a really incredible freedom to feel that you can take your head back as your ribs come forward. It's like an incredible experience when you get it. Excellent. Let's change the legs except for Lynn, right? She doesn't want, she's not going to change the leg. Everybody else, bring your right leg to stand. Right? So it requires some trust, trusting yourself, trusting that you can't really see what you're doing, right? So you really have to take the ribs forward, take the pelvis forward, that's it. And let the back of the head come back. Opening the throat, opening your breath, that's it, Corinne, you're breathing. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, and let's let it rest again. Come back down to your backs. And just feel and observe how you're resting on the floor now. And then one last time, let's come up to sitting. You can cross your legs in whatever fashion is most comfortable. Just going back to this first movement of taking the sternum forward, the ribs forward, even the pelvis forward now, and the back of your head back. Finding now how that's, oh, it's so much better for you guys. So much easier. So the more that you allow the pelvis and the chest to come forward, the more that the head can go back. And you really don't need your hands or arms at all. Opening your throat. Feeling the opening of letting the back of the head go back because your chest continues and your belly. You get very long on the front side. All the opening on the front to take your head back and open your throat. And even let your jaw, your teeth separate, so you create an opening in your jaw as you do this. Most of us are clenching. So open the jaw, separate the lower and upper teeth, open the throat. And see if you can go just a little bit further, right? And more, the head going back is that it just drops back because you're allowing those ribs in your pelvis to go forward. Excellent. Okay. Let it go and let's rest on your backs. And as you're lying on your back now is to sense what's changed, what's different now about your rectangle, what's different about how you sense your spine, your cervical spine, your throat area, how the back of your head is resting on the floor, your breath and your breathing. So what stands out for you that's very different? Has your throat become more open and it's larger? Somehow you feel like maybe you have a larger throat. Roll your head a little bit to the right and left, feeling now the softness and the ease in which you can roll your head to each side. Again, noticing what's feeling different and what's opened up and changed for you. And then taking your time, you'll roll to a side to come to sitting, and then eventually we'll come to standing to see how you feel in standing.